With Montana News, I'm Matt Bloise. Both political parties are finding cause for optimism in Montana's House race, won by Republican Greg Gianforte, in spite of last-minute assault charges. Looking ahead to next year's midterm elections, Democratic strategists said today that forcing Republicans to spend millions for a narrow win in a conservative state amounted to a victory in itself. The final unofficial tally in yesterday's election showed businessman Gianforte with just over 50% of the vote, compared to Democratic musician Rob Quist with 44.1%. Republicans say they employed a successful strategy in defining the Democratic candidate early and following through until Election Day. They argued that gives them renewed cause for optimism approaching two other special elections next month in Georgia and South Carolina. A California man involved in a shootout with law enforcement officers that resulted in a deputy's death has pleaded not guilty to more than two dozen felony charges related to the May 16th incident. 61-year-old Lloyd Barris was arraigned in district court in Townsend today for charges stemming from the death of Broadwater County Deputy Mason Moore in a pursuit on Interstate 90 that ended in another shootout about 35 miles east of Missoula. Barris' son, Marshall, was shot in the head and died the next day. Barris' charges include 5 counts of attempted deliberate homicide, 2 of accountability for attempted deliberate homicide, and 10 counts of assault on a peace officer. Prosecutors have not decided if they will seek the death penalty. The Libertarian in yesterday's election says he's getting accused of being a spoiler candidate. Edward O'Brien reports.
Mark Wicks posted on Facebook today that some people upset about Republican Greg Gianforte's election to the U.S. House of Representatives are taking out their frustrations on him.
That is true. I had some pretty nasty messages when I got home last night.
Wicks, who ranches north of Inverness near the Canadian border, says there's no way he sapped enough votes away from Democrat Rob Quist to help clear Gianforte's path to Congress.
You can add my votes together and Quist's votes together, and they still don't add up to enough to beat Gianforte. So, simple math. It doesn't lie.
He's right, but it would have been close. According to the Montana Secretary of State's office, if you add Wicks' vote total to Democrat Rob Quist's, Quist would have fallen fewer than 1,500 votes short of winning. But as Wicks points out, even if he wasn't in the race,
Quist wouldn't have got all my votes. I didn't take them all from the Democrat. I would say probably a third, but not all of them.
Wick says he was honored to represent the Libertarian Party during the special congressional election. He, however, reserves sharp words for the press, Montana Public Radio included, for giving his campaign what he believes to be short shrift.
Media's not doing their job. They're not objective. They've taken sides, and that's not right. There needs to be some soul searching, I think, in the media outlets.
Wicks is optimistic about the future of the libertarian movement.
I think we've got a brighter future than the Democrats if they keep putting up the candidates that they keep putting up, and the Republicans aren't doing so well putting up good candidates. You know, I think I could have beat either one of the candidates if I had a D or an R behind my name.
Libertarian Mark Wicks says he has to catch up on a lot of farm work that lapsed over the last 3 months. He's even thinking about writing a book on the campaign that ended with yesterday's election of Greg Gianforte to the U.S. House. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's new congressman hasn't even been sworn into his first public office, and people are already talking about his prospects in 2018 and even 2020. But first things first for Greg Gianforte. He has to deal with a misdemeanor assault charge he received the day before the election after witnesses said he slammed a reporter to the ground. Gianforte could have appeared in court in Bozeman today to resolve the charge, but did not, and has a June 7th legal deadline to do so. A state judge has ruled that Montana's school choice program can grant scholarships to students who attend faith-based schools. District Judge Heidi Ulbricht ruled Tuesday that the State Revenue Department incorrectly excluded such students from the program, which is funded by donations that can be offset by up to $150 in non-refundable tax credits. The Revenue Department said an institution controlled by any church or religious sect could not be considered a, quote, qualified education provider under the program. The agency argued the state constitution does not allow appropriations to faith-based schools. The parents of three students at Stillwater Christian School challenged the rule. Ulbricht found that the program is funded through tax credits, not appropriations, and the Constitution does not address the use of tax credits. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.